This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, September 13th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Police in India's Uttar Pradesh state charged 271 Christians last week with forced conversions after false accusations from Hindu radicals, reports International Christian Concern. After being repeatedly warned to stop, the Christians kept up their Sunday prayer services, which led to the false accusations. These believers' faithfulness remind us of how the prophet Daniel prayed despite the king's decree. Daniel 6:10 says, "Now when Daniel knew that the decree was signed, he went home, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God." On Monday, Chinese officials banned streaming religious activities on the Internet, including evangelization, preaching, and prayer, reports Asia News. Under the new regulations, religious websites must be licensed by the government. But licensed organizations cannot publicly publish religious teaching material on the Internet, distribute religious texts, or try to convert people. On Tuesday, the Senate of Romania overwhelmingly voted to hold a nationwide referendum that would change the nation's constitution to define marriage as between one man and one woman. Senator Serban Nicolae, with the ruling Social Democratic Party, said that the vote was on religious grounds, saying, quote, "We've been a Christian nation for 2,000 years, end quote.
I'm Mike Wallace.
I'm Wally Safer.
I'm Harry Reasoner.
I'm Ed Bradley.
I'm Diane Sawyer. Those stories and Andy Rooney tonight on 60 Minutes.
No doubt you recognize that classic opening to the most watched news magazine ever, now in its 50th year of production on CBS every Sunday night. For 36 years, Jeff Fager was the executive producer of 60 Minutes. He was fired yesterday after sending a text message to CBS News correspondent Jerrica Duncan with a warning over the network's coverage of the sexual harassment accusations against him, reports CBS. On Sunday, Duncan reached out to Fager for his response to allegations in The New Yorker that he had groped or touched CBS employees at company parties. Fager replied, quote, "If you repeat these false accusations without any of your own reporting to back them up, you will be held responsible for harming me. Be careful. There are people who lost their jobs trying to harm me, and if you pass on these damaging claims without your own reporting to back them up, that will become a serious problem," end quote. CBS News President David Rhodes announced yesterday that Fager was leaving the company, effective immediately. In July, 6 former CBS News employees told The New Yorker that Fager, quote, "would touch employees in ways that made them uncomfortable," end quote, after drinking at office parties. The article said 19 current and former employees said Fager enabled a culture that, quote, "shielded bad behavior," end quote. Fager vehemently denied all of those claims. Numbers 32:23 says, "Your sin will find you out." LifeSite News is among other conservative and Christian groups to be hit by left-wing censorship. The pro-life website reports a huge drop in Facebook reach and Google referrals due to such censorship. During their summer fundraising campaign, Facebook rejected a LifeSite News ad as quote-unquote too offensive, while approving an ad placed by abortion giant Planned Parenthood at the same time. Psalm 135 verse 7 says, "It is God who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain and brings forth the wind from his storehouses." With winds of over 120 miles per hour, Category 3 Hurricane Florence is barreling toward North and South Carolina, expected to hit the coastline today through this weekend. About 1.7 million people are under evacuation warnings in the Carolinas and Virginia. The real estate data site CoreLogic estimates the storm could cost $170 billion in damage. The World View spoke to Kevin Baird, pastor of Charleston, South Carolina's Legacy Church. Pastor Baird said his church has faced the practical ramifications of coastal storms before, and that such events are a reminder to look beyond ourselves.
It certainly causes them to have to look beyond themselves, because a hurricane the magnitude of Florence is beyond anyone's ability or a government's ability to control it, stop it, minimize it. And so it is in some ways a moment that your neighbors and friends are aware that they're going to have to look to something beyond themselves. And as Christians, we certainly have that answer, that the Lord is available to help comfort, strengthen, give us perseverance, and even protection.
Southern California megachurch pastor Jim Garlow is stepping down as senior pastor at Skyline Church to focus on ministering to politicians, reports the Christian Post. Garlow plans to expand his ministry, Well-Versed Nations, which has been holding weekly Bible studies with members of Congress. Well-Versed Nations takes its name from Garlow's 2016 book entitled Well-Versed, Biblical Answers to Today's Tough Issues. Garlow said, quote, "We know that the ways of God apply to every aspect of culture, including the governmental. We do not buy into the notion that biblical principles must be kept from the governmental sphere. We recognize that God and government should not be separated because He is the one who first thought of government," end quote. And that's the world view in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, September 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.